ministers and people will gladly accept those great truths which God has caused to be proclaimed at this time to prepare a people for this Lord's second coming. So at that time that the church is purified, the latter rains poured out, many people that are in the other churches outside of Adventism are going to separate from those churches and come and stand with God's people. That's what she's describing here. But then she says this, the enemy of souls, Satan, the enemy of souls desires to hinder this work, and before the time such a movement should begin, before the latter rain, okay, just before, the enemy of souls desires to hinder this work, and before the time for such a movement shall come, he will endeavor to prevent it by introducing a counterfeit. In those churches where he can bring under his deceptive power, he will make it appear that God's special blessing is being poured out. There will be manifest what is thought to be a great religious interest. Multitudes will exalt that God is working marvelously for them when the work is that of another spirit. Under a religious guise, Satan will seek to extend his influence over the whole Christian world. So just before the Sunday law, you should expect to see in the churches outside of Adventism or the Protestant world a false revival. From the Christian Times, which is a magazine, June 1996, it says this on page 13. It's about a survey. A survey by both the Palmer Research Group found of professed born-again Christians brought forth some enlightening conclusions. This is a survey that was done. That first sentence is really jumbled there. And here are the results of interviewing Christians in North America, Protestant Christians. 87% say their religious beliefs are very important to them, yet 84% of them hold many non-biblical views. 49% believe the devil is not a real being, but a symbol of evil. 39% believe that if a person is generally good and does enough good things in his life, they will go to heaven. 30% accept Jesus as a great teacher, but do not believe he came back to life. Can you imagine being a Christian, and 30% of the Christians believe that Jesus was not resurrected? Why would you want to be a Christian if Jesus... If Jesus wasn't resurrected. Sorry about the tie. 29% believe Jesus sinned while he lived among men. 29% say there are some sins which God will not forgive. 26% do not believe they have a responsibility to tell others of their beliefs. 50%